Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 16 October 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You are in for a very important program tonight, so you might don't miss this. You might even want to record it if you want to. We're going to talk to a gentleman named Nan Su, an ex-Chinese citizen. We're going to discuss some things about, he will share with us about the dangers that we're facing now with China. But before I do that, a few announcements, if you don't mind. Don't forget the special for this month we're offering. The booklet is Christmas Christian, Christian and Civil Government. And by the way, we now have another book out that we're out of those. We have one coming up that was from the same author. You're going to like just as much. Offering that. Also, the Warning 1965 booklet that tells you what's happening today and how long it's been planned, and also the 30 page document on the lies behind the so-called Civil War and the so-called freedom fighter Abraham Lincoln. But all those available, all four of them, and folks, believe me, we're not making a dime on this. Postage sometimes costs $11. We're asking a donation of $25 to cover it all, postage and all. Again, it's Christmas Christian. If you want the answer, it's there. Also, the Church and Civil Government, Warning 1965, and a 30-page documentation on the truth about what's behind the Civil War. They're all available to you, folks. Just give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Until Lisa, that's what you want to order. Tell you want the monthly space, $25. And if you want to send a check, just call Lisa and get her address. That's all you got to do, all right? And we are going to have Bible study this weekend. I did not know that till last week. We're going to Bible study this weekend. If you want to see this past Saturday's Bible study presentation, our producer Phil Hudock put together a two-hour video that's very powerful. You can go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. And go on the home page there, you'll see the Rumble headline. Rumble is right, available right there on the front page. Click on that and you can watch a two-hour documentary that Phil put together this past Saturday. This Saturday coming up, you can watch live if you like on the website, PastorBush.com. Click on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. and there we will be with a live presentation. Always the first half hour is prayer requests, praise reports, and testimonies. 11:30 to 12:30, it will be Christian worldview news. And 1 to 2 will be the Bible study. You can join us on that if online. Like I said, go to PastorBush.com and click on the Rumble site about halfway down the home page. Or you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 to listen on the phone. And don't forget to write and tell us. This is something just started brand new. Write and tell us, folks, New Manna. Y'all know who New Manna is. It's, they help us keep this program on the air. New Manna Foods, Daniel Brinkman's company, is going to give away a free bucket of food. If you are interested in it and you need this, write us a letter or email us and say, this is why I need it. At the end of the month, which is a couple weeks away now, we're going to go through the letters and correspondence, and the ladies will do it, not me, and pick the one who needs it the most. I don't do that because I want to make sure that this is totally unbiased. People don't even know who you are, perhaps. If you need some food, don't be ashamed to ask for it. Write us. You get the address off Lisa tomorrow, or email me at Pastor Butch, pastorbutch@startmail.com, pastorbutch@startmail.com, and tell us why you need the food, folks. And I promise you, at the end of the month, we're going to give away a free a bucket of food, courtesy of New Manna Foods. Prayer request tonight for Tom, who has cancer. All right, you prayer warriors, Tom with cancer. Also, Louise, a 92-year-old lady who needs some help, 92-year-old, folks, bless her heart. She needs some answer prayer, too, for different reasons. And another named Mary said, please pray for her patience. I admire her for saying that. I really do. Tribulation works patience, so Mary, maybe that's how you're going to get it. I don't know. But Tom, Mary, and Louise need your prayers tonight, folks. Please remember that, okay? It's important. Now, our guest tonight is Nan Sue. Nan Sue is a senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times, which, by the way, folks, is one of the best online newspapers available, with an eye and focus on Chinese politics and government deception. Nan is highly knowledgeable in a variety of subjects, including the coronavirus and all things happening overseas. His reports have been in the Epoch Times for some time now and gained a following based on his expertise in delivering thorough results. So we're going to discuss with Nan Sue tonight China, his home country. It's where he come from. We're going to discuss a lot of things with him about what's going on there and the potential, and I pray it doesn't happen, war with China. Nan Sue, are you there?
Oh, yes, Pastor Butch. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my friend. Thank you for joining me, and I do mean that. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us. Before we get started with a lot of questions about what you want to cover tonight, tell the folks a little bit about who Nan Sue is, where you come from, and what got you started in being a reporter of all things.
Well, first of all, let me make a correction of what you're saying. I'm not Chinese citizen. I'm an American citizen.
Okay,
I'm a Chinese-American.
Your homeland, but you come from China, right? That's where you come from originally?
That was correct. I came to the United States in 1989, January of 1989, which was about 5 months before the Tiananmen Square massacre. I grew up in China. I came to the United States in 1989, and after I, as a student at that time, and after I graduated, and then I chose to stay. So, and later I became American citizen. I started doing news commentating for the news about China back in 2003. For the Epoch Times and Sound of Hope radio network, mainly commentary on Chinese politics. And I started writing for the English Epoch Times back in 2018 as an investigative reporter.
And just curious, why did you choose that line of that line of work, that occupation?
Well, for the people who don't know, the Epoch Times was established back in 2001 by a group of Chinese students and scholars who came out of China, who left China and came to the Western world. And the original purpose for this media is to establish an independent channel so that information can get in and get out of China without government censorship. So that's how the Epoch Times started. Right now, the Epoch Times is published in 36 countries in 21 languages.
Wow.
And it's one of the 10 biggest newspapers in the United States.
Wow, that is quite an accomplishment. It really is, Nan. And congratulations on working with such an outfit. I enjoy their information, but I never realized they were so big. That's phenomenal.
Thank you.
That's phenomenal. So you've been working with them how long now?
Well, I started doing voluntary work for them back in 2003, and then I started full-time working for them for the English version of the Epoch Times in 2018. Now, before 2018, I work as a volunteer for the Chinese version of the Epoch Times.
And you lived in China for how long?
For 26 years, until you know, I left China in 1989. I was like 26 years old.
And if you can, give us a brief overview of what life is like in China.
Well, no freedom. It's actually pretty bad. It's actually even worse than what it is. Well, it's actually not as bad as what it is now. China started opening up in 1980. China Mao had a cultural revolution between 76 and between 1966 and 76. He died in 1976, and after he died, the Chinese Communist regime, you know, they seen that China is facing economic collapse. That's what they're facing, by their own words, an economic collapse. So they decide to gradually open up the door to the West. So. Now, at 1986 was the time, you know, they're in the process to open up to the West. Now, right now, under Chairman Xi, now Chairman Xi took over Chinese Communist Party's top post as a party secretary general in 2012. Ever since he was in power, he is going backwards. So right now, the Chinese Communist Party is going backwards and giving people less freedom. You know, they're going back to the Chairman Mao's time.
Mm-hmm. And when you were there, you said it was a little better, maybe perhaps in the early 80s. What is the lifestyle like? What is the economic status of most citizens?
Well, the right, it's much worse than what it is now. You know, China had an economic booming time after they joined WTO, after China joined WTO in 2001. From 2001 to 2021, China's economy grew tenfold. So that's why it becomes such a threat. Back then, back in 1980s, you know, people have a lot less resources. They live in a much smaller housing unit. You know, they have a lot less to spend. I mean, I'm talking about the economic situation back then. It's a lot worse than what it is now. But 1986, they were in the time that because they just got out of 10 years Cultural Revolution, people realized how bad, you know, the tight government control could have done to people's life. So back in 1986. Actually, between 1976 to 1989 was the Tiananmen Square massacre. So between 1976 to 1989, that's 13 years, China had a lot of, you know, the regime kind of loosened up its control. You know, people can have a lot more freedom than what it is now to say a lot of things to criticize the regime.
Okay, so you it was a little better when you were there. When you left, things in the last few years have kind of fallen apart then, so to speak. It's getting worse for them.
Well, you're talking about economy.
Yes, yes. It's getting worse for them, right? Well, now it's getting
you hard. Have to differentiate the, what you're trying to talk about. You talk about economy or the, you know, freedom of speech, you know, each, you know, on the different subject, the time frame could be different.
Okay. All right. You know, I wish that we had more time than an hour, because I know I want to get into what you see happening now, obviously. But thank you for taking time to share some thoughts about China. And when you first come to the U.S., did you come here with the idea of staying, or did you just come to visit?
I came here because I was chasing a girl.
Okay.
So who I was in love, and we later married, and we spent our life together.
Well, congratulations. Okay. That is a common theme, I do believe. But anyway, congratulations. So have you enjoyed being here in the United States?
Yes, a lot.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Now, you obviously write about different things, but your topic now, of course, we're going to discuss tonight is what are the dangers you're seeing that's happening in China now as concerning the United States and Taiwan? And what do you see the plans that, from what you can uncover, what are the plans for Taiwan? Now, I want you to just take your time and share with us what you see happening in the Indo-Pacific front right now. What's going on behind there?
Well, first of all, let's go back to June of last year. June of 2022, Beijing's leader officially claimed the full sovereignty of Taiwan Strait. So basically what they say, if U.S. naval ships want to sail through Taiwan Strait, they need permission from Beijing. Now, of course, you know, Pentagon already denied that. They say, you know, the Beijing's leader, you know, they wouldn't listen to Beijing's leader, right? Now, a lot of people really focus on Taiwan because they think Taiwan, you know, manufactures most of the semiconductor chips, which is true. You know, Taiwan manufactures more than 70% of the RAND's semiconductor chips of the entire world. Now, if you're counting on those, semiconductor chips, that's not very advanced, but then actually Taiwan manufactures more than 90% of the semiconductor chip of the world. But that's only one part of the reason why China is going after Taiwan. China going after Taiwan, it's really because China wants to control of South China Sea. That is really the purpose. Because South China Sea is so important for China's global expansion strategy. A lot of people don't realize, you know, the importance of South China Sea. Now, China started building man-made islands in South China Sea back in 2013. What they have done is they dump a massive amount of concrete to the reef. You know, reef is something when you have high tides below water, when you have low tides above water, based on the international law that no country is able to claim sovereignty on reef. But however, you know, you are able to claim sovereignty on islands. So therefore, what China did was, you know, Chinese regime, dump massive amount of concrete to the reefs and make the reefs to become islands. Then after that, they will claim the sovereignty of island as well as the territory water. You know, you can claim up to 12 miles of territory water, right, from the coastal line. So that's what they have done. Now, back in 2015, China's Chairman Xi promised President Obama that China will never militarize those man-made islands. But however, so far, you know, out of seven man-made islands China made in South China Sea, they already fully militarized the three of them. So what they have done is they put a military airplane runway, they put radars, the missile launch device, you name it. So that's how they, you know, so that, however, with those three small man-made islands, or all seven, you know, man-made islands, they still don't, China still won't be able to have a dominant control of South China Sea. But however, you know, if you look at the map, you know, South China Sea is like a little corridor running in the direction of north-south. And Taiwan is at the northern end of that corridor. You know, it's like a little cap, and you can keep that corridor closed or open, right? So if China takes over control of Taiwan, they will have domino control of South China Sea. And then, if China have domino control of South China Sea, China will be able, you know, the comms regime in China will be able to do four things. Number one, they will be able to choke the economic lifeline of Japan and South Korea. Now, Japan is the world's third largest economy, but however, our Japanese friends have some fatal weakness. Japan is an island nation, you know, it's an island nation, so therefore, it, you know, one-third of its economy is really depending on trade, and the majority of those trade need to go through South China Sea. So that's why, you know, the Japanese prime ministers, several of them repeatedly spoke, if Taiwan is in trouble, so is Japan. So that's you know, number one, the first thing Chinese regime will be able to do. Now, second, if Chinese regime controls South China Sea, they will have a lot more say to the global economy. Every year you have about 10 trillion global trade total. Now, close to 40% of those 10 trillion trade that need to go through South China Sea. And number three, if China controls South China Sea, the Chinese regime will be able to have a dominant influence to the countries in the Southeast Asia, like Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, you know, those countries. Why those countries are important right now? Because the escalating geopolitical risk, the Western corporations are trying to get their supply chain out of China. Now, guess where they're going after they leave China? Some of them will go to India, but most of them will go to the countries in the Southeast Asia. And China doesn't want to let go its control of our supply chain. So that's why they are going up, you know, Beijing's leader going up the South China Sea. And number four, after, you know, if Chinese regime control South China Sea, there will be nobody. I mean, there will be nobody there to stop them from going further south to make it a threat to another very important ally of the United States in the region. Australia. Chinese regime has done a lot of work to influence those small countries, Southern Pacific Island nations, that those countries, those small island nations between South China Sea and Australia. For example, Solomon Island, you know, Chinese regime really physically running the entire police authority of Solomon. And Fiji, that's another one as an example. Fiji signed up China's Belt and Road Project. That's why it went broke, totally depending on China now. So with all those things all together, what you can see is China is quickly spending, making expansion you know, in the Indo-Pacific region. Now, if you look at U.S. government's, you know, the global security strategy, the core of U.S. government's global security strategy. Now it's called the Indo-Pacific region. And this is the region, you know, in the Indo-Pacific region, it's called by the U.S. Global security strategy the world's center of gravity, the entire world's center of gravity. Why? Because this is the region. This is the region basically extending from the nations around Indian Ocean all the way to the other side of the Pacific Ocean, including the entire American continent. Now, this is the region that actually encompasses half of the world's total population and two-thirds of the world's economy. And now, and China, by its expansion and threat to Taiwan and South China Sea, China is the biggest threat to peace and security, and I will also add humanity in there, in this entire region. So basically, China is the biggest threat to the world's center of gravity.
Wow. Now, is China facing much confrontation as far as expanding her influence around the world?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we are kind of late in the game. We are behind. You know, why? Because we have, ever since 2001, you know, I, as I mentioned, from 2001 to 2021, you know, China's economy really grew tenfold. We have been sending our investment to China. We've been sending our jobs in China. Not jobs. We have been sending one another, one industry after another, literally the entire industry, one after another from the United States, from the Western world to China. And we have given our consumer market to China. We have given our supply chain to China.
That's true.
You know, we have pretty much given a lot of things, you know, everything we have to China. And we're kind of like lately, you know, only in the last few years, all of a sudden we wake up. Wow, look at the monsters. What a monster we have created. It really becomes the biggest threat. Now, if you know, how much is threat from China? Now, think about this. There are a few things I want to give to you. Number one, Department of Defense, DOD, had a report which, you know, quote, China has the largest navy in the world. If you're counting on China's total, Chinese Navy's total number of warships, that doesn't mean they really have the top of line Navy, but, you know, if you're counting on the total number of warships, China has the largest Navy in the world. The United States right now have 219 warships, United States Navy, and Chinese Navy have 330, and by the year of 2025, by the year of 2025, China will have 400 warships. And by
hang on
the
to the break now, please. Then, Nancy, hang on to the break, folks. A lot more to cover after the break, and we're going to find out about how close maybe we are to war with China. Now, this is very serious. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're talking to Nan Sue. Now, I'm going to let him give you some information on how you can contact him by email or whatever in a minute, but he's covering a lot of information like that we've covered in the past on different broadcasts. China pretty much supplies the United States with everything, including 80%. That's 80% of the medicine that we consume in this country comes from China. China has made her presence known all over the world, become a nation that is, we'll say, mighty in a way of manufacturing goods for the world. She has huge connections with all of the world, including with Russia, India, and now she's got connections in South America with Venezuela and other countries. China is this expanding giant every day. And then, so you continue what you were saying, then I got some more questions for you. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, we continue. We stop at, you know, talking about China. It's quickly expand its navy, build up its navy, right? So by the year 2030, you know, China, your DOD, U.S. Department of Defense expect China is going to have 460 warships. Now, the reason China is so quickly building, it's able to so quickly build up its navy, it's really because China right now, it's the biggest shipbuilding nation in the world. Last year, you know, more than half of the global shipbuilding order went to China, and they got all the technology from the Western world. You know, we allow them to, you know, take all our technology, and they take our technology. They quickly build up navy. You know, nobody's spend money. You know, any other country, you know, spend money as crazy as China, as far as when it goes to, you know, expanding its navy. Why they're doing that? Of course, Taiwan and South China Sea, right? That's number one. And number two, U.S. Congress had a report a couple years ago. You know, it's like 2 years ago already. China already have more nuclear launch device, land-based nuclear launch device than the United States. Why China is building so many nuclear launch silos? Because China already have a hypersonic missile technology, which we don't even have it yet. China has had it ever since 2019, and hypersonic missile flies 5 to 10 times faster than the ballistic missile. So China is using that. They are able to attack, make direct attack of U.S. soil right now. They already have the capacity.
So Nancy, what you're saying though is that China is as far past the U.S. on nuclear capabilities.
Not necessarily the entire technology as an overview, but they do have the capacity to make a direct attack of U.S. soil because they have hypersonic missile technology.
And we don't. And we do not.
Those missiles. Yeah, they build those missiles that's like 5 to 10 times faster than ballistic missile. And that's number two now. But that's not even the greatest threat that we already talked about. So now this is the number three. Let's talk about that. Number three, on August 16th, the Department of Defense issued a bio threat gesture review. We talk about a bio warfare. Now, this is what the report says. The United States right now is at a pivotal moment facing unprecedented multi-domain bio war threat from China, Russia, and North Korea. And the number one threat was China. Now, and you talk about that, the Chinese regime, they openly talk about biology as a new domain of war. That's, you know, the article published by the Chinese state-owned or military-owned media. They openly talk about that. So I went back. I actually made a search about what was being openly discussed by the Chinese regime. So I give you one example. Okay, I think you only need one example. Now, back in 2014, I found one article. It was published by PLA Daily. PLA, it's the name of Chinese military. It's called People's Liberation Army. So that's their name. So PLA Daily is a daily newspaper published by Chinese military, their official newspaper. Now, back in 2014, January, they have an article published. It talks about genetic weapons that's capable of targeting a specific racial group. Now, this is what the newspaper, what the article discussed. Based on their research, they found the human genetic system among different racial groups, it's pretty much the same. But however, among different racial groups, there is about 0.1% to 0.3% difference. And those tiny differences actually made the different racial groups vulnerable to different pathogens, toxins, and virus. So the conclusion of the article, that's what they say. That was 10 years ago. They say spend $50 million to build a bioweapon system, it's much more effective than spending over $100 billion to build a nuclear weapon system when it comes to winning a war. So that's what they're talking about. Now, the DOD report about the bio threat, just to review, also talk about China's military and zero fusion program. And biology is the field also, you know, that fit into that program. You know, China has so-called the military zero fusion program. It's similar to, you know, but very different than the United States. You know, we use our technology for the commercial project to benefit the society, right? Now, China, you know, made a similar effort, but however, their program is very different because they don't have, the Chinese regime don't have very advanced the military technology. So what they have done is, you know, their military civil fusion program was designed in the way to have China's universities, institutions, academic organizations, all corporations, you know, non-military corporations that come out to the Western world, and you know, under the name of academic exchange or joint development of whatever in a different field. So they, through those exchanges, they will get the technology from the Western world, and then they will go back to China. Once they have those technologies, they will put those technologies for the military use. Now, Wuhan lab, you know that the COVID was leaked from Wuhan lab, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wuhan lab, it's one of the China's, you know, military, and it's a part of China's military and civil fusion program. So in Wuhan lab, they have a civilian research program, and the percentage of their civilian research program is actually less than their military research program. And that's why, you know, in January 23rd, that was the day China locked down the city of Wuhan. Now, 2 days after they locked down the city of Wuhan on January 25th, 2020, China sent its top biowarfare general, top biowarfare scientist, the Dr. Chen Wei, to take over control of Wuhan lab. So that was only 2 days after they locked down the city of Wuhan. Now, keep in mind, China did not lock down city of Wuhan's international flight until another 3 days later. That was January 28th of 2020. So you see, you know, I would not give the speculation, you know, why they are doing that, but you see, you know, the whole picture.
Oh, yes. And absolutely.
I hope you see what's going
on.
Oh,
I do, and this should frighten everybody, the whole world, especially America. And, folks, we'll get to your phone calls in a minute. I promise we'll get your phone calls on in just a minute. But now I've got to ask this question. This article came in to me earlier today that the Army's planning for a conflict with China. So now they're going to shore up the blood supply for the troops and the civilians, and they're actually gearing up for a conflict with China. And what do you think? I know Taiwan has an election coming up next year, I think, also. What do you think could happen between now and then if China really wants Taiwan back in its fold? What do you see happening?
Well, it's a huge fight, right? You know, if China start invading Taiwan, that's going to be a huge fight. Right now, U.S. military is trying to make preparation for that. Now, U.S. is not alone. U.S. government is not doing this alone. Now, Taiwan, their military budget from last year to this year, single year jump, 13.9%. That's like almost 14% jump from last year to this year. And mm-hmm. That's not even the biggest. Japan, in December of last year, Japanese legislature, legislature pass a bill that from last year to this year, Japanese defense budget jump, a single year jump, 26.3%.
Ooh.
So they're all preparing for the invasion of Chinese military and South Korea. South Korea, you know, in the past 12 months, South Korea president repeatedly spoke South Korea want to develop its own nuclear weapon system. And that's why, you know, like back in just a few months ago when South Korea president visited Washington, D.C., U.S. government promised that we are going to send the U.S. nuclear submarines back to South Korea after they left South Korea for 42 years.
That's true. That's very true.
It's already there already.
So what do you, now this is, I know, only opinion, but from all the facts you have, and you're the best, as far as I know, you're the top-notch expert on what's happening in China. Do you expect something to happen between now and next year that could lead to something like a war that, I mean, God forbid it happened, but the world's falling apart. Russia and Ukraine's fighting, NATO's involved, now Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah are involved. Do you see this happening in China also? Do you see a confrontation within the next year or so?
Well, first of all, it is very possible. Now, China's chairman, she actually already gave a clear order to Chinese military that he wants Chinese military to be fully ready to annex Taiwan by the year of 2027. Now, the U.S. Air Force General Mike Minahan actually made a clear, made a prediction that a direct military conflict between the United States and China could come as early as 2025. So think about how how far down the road 2025 is. And
yes,
there were several other U.S. military generals say, well, maybe 2027. Because 2027 is the 100-year anniversary of Chinese military, and some of the politicians in Washington, D.C. say, well, probably not going to happen prior to 2030. Now, keep in mind, all these leaders, none of them talk about if. They all talk about just when. There was a lot of think tank in China. They, you know, that like their government background. They consist of like a retired military generals, high level government officials. They publish a lot of articles. They openly talk about China's expansion. You know, they talk about. Now they want, you know, they talk about talk about war against Israel in Middle East, a war against, you know, between NATO and Russia, and also a war between North Korea and South Korea, and they say, you know, that's three places. If there is a war, there are war breakout in those three places, that will keep the U.S. government really busy, and that's the time China is going to invade Taiwan.
Uh-huh. Well, we're seeing that happen right now as we speak. My goodness. Let's take a phone call.
Is it true?
It is true. Let's take a phone call from Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in and welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Parr. I'd like to ask your guest a question or two. First, do you see anything happening to the American homeland? In other words, do you see the long-term strategy of Red China to wait until the older people go off the scene, and then when the older people go off the scene, then come in and take over essential parts of America like the breadbasket? Do you see that coming? In other words, what's China's strategy for taking over America? Will it be biological, nuclear, chemical, or just blunt military or hacking by computers?
Well, hacking is a part of the strategy they're using. It's been happened already several times in the last several months. I think that if you look at the U.S. government already say that China compromised a lot of our security systems by cyber attack, they actually compromise the entire communication system of Guam. And you know, Guam is like a military island, right? They compromise
yes.
the entire communication system of Guam by making the cyber attack. Now, there's a lot of ways they can,
Hello?
You know, they try to achieve their goal. They don't have really any bottom line. What happened is, hello?
I don't know. I think we lost Jeff. I think Jeff lost signal. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yes. Now, Chinese military actually in the late 90s developed a full strategy called unrestricted and unconventional warfare. Basically, it's a total war. It's the war that doesn't draw any lines between war and peace. It doesn't draw any lines between military and civilian. So it could take any forms like economic warfare, financial warfare, technological warfare, cultural warfare, educational warfare. And, you know, they have been, you know, China has been always considered the United States as its number one enemy. And they have been in war against us in the past 30 years. So far, the only warfare that has not taken place, it's the military warfare. Now, I would recommend everyone to go watch a newly released documentary by the Epoch Times. It's called The Final War. Now, all you need to do is Google it, The Final War, which that's the documentary that will give you a lot of information about China's war
okay.
against the United States. So far, we're not talking about the future war. Come on, guys. We have been in war.
We're already in it. Death by no war.
Yes, we have been in the war ever since, you know, it was 30 years ago now. You know, if you watch that war, it only costs you $1 online streaming to watch the whole documentary. It gives you a lot of information. Actually, China has a 100-year plan. They made a plan, you know, starting from 1949. So 100-year plan by the year of 2049, they want to take down the leader of the free world, the United States.
Okay. Folks, a death by no war. I'm sorry, Jeff, we lost you. Jeff, you're still out there. We're sorry we lost you. Don't know what happened, but you just dropped off. Now, I have to ask this question. It may seem like a small question, but a few months ago, we shot down a Chinese weather balloon, supposedly. Do you know what that could have been?
Well, to me, that's clearly a spy balloon. Now they say, well, that's not a spy balloon. That's like some amateur, a game or something. Now keep in mind, you know, I am a journalist. I read reports. Go back to February, back in February, Department of Defense actually say China have a global spy balloon program, and they also said the Department of Defense actually identified China's spy balloon program years ago, and they actually located their operation center of the global spy balloon program, and they say that operation center is in Hainan province. You know, if you know the Hainan, it's an island. It's a big island, actually, near, you know, somewhere between mainland China and Taiwan. So DOD said they actually located the operation center of that, you know, China's global spy balloon program. Now, and also keep in mind, before the U.S. military shoot down the China's balloon. Now, that balloon, it's just not flying there alone. In that balloon, you know, there is it's a big container. It's a bus in the size of a bus. You know, they got a whole container full of equipment. How, you know, think about, could there be an amateur doing that? I don't think any amateur is able to do that. That's probably like a few million dollars worth of equipment in the
At least. And we're not time so quickly here. But so I agree with you. I think it was a spy balloon. My question is, why was it not shot down much sooner than that? Obviously, our government knew it was there. Why did it let it cross clear across the country? That's a question I like to know the answer to. Was it on purpose? Did we let it go on purpose? Do we want China spying on us? I mean, what was the reason for that? But we're down about the last 2 minutes here. In your opinion, Nan Sue, I know it's just your opinion, but you're a journalist, and obviously a very well-studied journalist. What do you see imminent between U.S. and China, let's say over the next year or so?
Well, I think that we need to quickly build up our military strengths. We need to be, you know, make ourselves really ready. The only way to stop a war from happening, is to make yourself fully prepared. When you are prepared, when you have enough strength, then, you know, you may be able to keep the peace. Now, I see the Western world need to play two games to win this. Number one is the short game. The short game is we need to have enough strength to defend the peace. Number two, we need to play a long game. The long game is really to support all the different political dissidents and human rights groups in China, support Chinese people. Eventually, it's going to be, you know, the Chinese people who are the ones who need to rise up to make a change in China.
Mm-hmm. And do you see that happening? Do you see that happening?
I hope so. You know, our China policy was totally changed. You know, start from 2018 when Trump started a trade war with China. Now it's been followed, you know, in the same direction ever since. But I do not know if we are move fast enough because, you know, I don't have enough of those classified information to make a judgment that if we are move fast enough.
Okay. Well, Nan, I tell you what, Nan Sue, how can people contact you, email you, or whatever?
Email, you can send an email to me, nansu@epochtimes.nyc. That's in New York City. That's where our headquarters is. nansu@epochtimes.nyc.
All right, folks. Nan Sue, thank you for your time tonight. This has been very informative and very interesting. Obviously, many years ago, a friend of mine passed away several years ago named Bob Chapman told me to keep the eyes on China. So did another pastor friend of mine, Lindsay Williams, said keep your eye on China. Obviously, that's where we need to be looking. So thank you for joining us, Nan Sue. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Butcher, for having me.
We'll be talking again, perhaps. God bless, my friend. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. And prepare yourself, folks. Get ready for what's coming. It is coming. I don't know the date, but it is coming. This America is going to be taken down hard. We love you. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.